This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. British Ambassador Nicola Pollitt pays courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Election process for House of Representatives Speaker begins today. And Pacific Island nations urge Japan to delay the release of Fukushima waste. Now, the news in detail. British Ambassador to Nepal, Nicola Pollitt, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda today at Balwatar. The Prime Minister Dahal's secretariat said during the meeting they exchanged views on further deepening the bilateral relations between the two countries. Nomination for the Speaker of the House of Representatives is taking place today. The Federal Parliament Secretariat shared that an arrangement for the registration of candidacy for the post of Speaker has been made at Lotse Hall of Federal Parliament Building in New Baneswar. A notice of the proposal calling members of the House of Representatives to be elected as the Speaker would be registered at the Parliament Building from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. today. The list of the candidates registered within the given timeline would be made public at 4:15 p.m. today itself. The election to the post of the House of Representatives Speaker is set to take place at 11 a.m. tomorrow. According to the calendar, the proposals calling for someone from the House of Representatives members to be elected as the Speaker with support statement from the seconders would be presented in the meeting. Afterward, the list of the candidates would be discussed in the group and presented for discussion as per the registration serial number. A meeting of the House of Representatives on January 10th had directed to make public the calendar to conduct an election for the Speaker on January 19th. According to the constitutional arrangement, the Speaker would be elected by the House of Representatives members within 15 days of the first meeting of the Federal Parliament. Likewise, Nepali Congress has decided to nominate its candidate for the Speaker of the House of Representatives. The party is yet to finalize the name of the candidate. A meeting of the Nepali Congress office bearers held at the Dhumbarai-based residence of party president Sher Bahadur Deoba decided to field its candidate for the Speaker. A leader of the party said the candidate would be decided after consultation with other parties. Meanwhile, the CPN-UML has nominated Debraj Ghimire as a candidate for the Speaker of the House of Representatives from the ruling coalition. CPN-UML leader Subhash Chandra Nyembang, supported by Maoist Center's Hitraj Pandey and chairman of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Ravi Lamichhane, proposed Ghimire's name as the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Likewise, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party chairman Rajendra Lingden also supported Ghimire's name as the Speaker. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has appointed Gyanendra Bahadur Sai as the chief whip of its parliamentary party. According to a press release issued by the party's spokesperson and publicity department chief Mohan Shrestha, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party parliamentary party leader and deputy prime minister Rajendra Lingden appointed Sai to the post of chief whip in accordance with the party's parliamentary party statute. The major responsibility of the chief whip is to facilitate the agenda to be tabled and discussed in the parliament meeting by maintaining coordination between the party and the speaker. Sahi was elected as the member of the House of Representatives from Jumla constituency in the November 20th election. Renowned ophthalmologist Dr. Sanduk Ruith has received the prestigious ISA Award with a prize of $1 million. Established in the name of Sheikh Isa bin Salman Al Khalifa, former king of Bahrain, the award is given every 2 years to individuals or organizations active in the field of human welfare from around the world. Dr. Ruith is the fifth recipient of the Isa Award. Under this award, Dr. Ruith will be presented with $1 million, a gold medal, and a certificate in February. This is probably the biggest international honor any Nepalese has received so far. The duration for excavation works under the Narayangarh Muglin Road section widening project has been extended by a month. The excavation works for the road widening are being carried out by halting vehicular traffic from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This schedule had been forced since December 20th for 30 days. 30 days. Now, it has been decided to close the traffic from 12 noon to 4 p.m. beginning tomorrow to continue with the excavation works. A meeting of the stakeholders concerned held at the district administration office decided to extend the time for excavation work for the next 30 days by halting vehicular movement. The traffic closing time has been slightly changed. Chief District Officer Asaman Taman said it seems very challenging to carry out the excavation works without disrupting the traffic. Nagdunga Mugling Road Project West Section's Information Officer Krishna Acharya said upgrade works have been effective if they are carried out by suspending the traffic. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Pacific Island nations have urged Japan to delay the release of wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant over fears it could contaminate fishing grounds. The appeal came days after Japan announced that treated wastewater from the Fukushima plant, which was destroyed in an earthquake and a tsunami in 2011, could be released in the sea around this spring or summer. More than 1 million tons of water are being stored in about 1,000 tanks that destroyed plant, hampering its decommissioning and in danger of leaking in the event of a major earthquake or tsunami. The Pacific Island Forum, a regional bloc of 17 island nations, many of whom are still grappling with the legacy of nuclear testing decades ago, say the release of the water could have a significant effect on fishing that their economies rely on, and where up to half of the world's tuna is sourced. Japan's regional neighbors, including China and South Korea and groups such as Greenpeace, have also criticized the plan. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has said the release meets international standards and will not cause any harm to the environment. The top United States military officer traveled to Poland and talked with his Ukrainian counterpart face-to-face for the first time as Russia's war on Ukraine nears the one-year mark. The meeting comes as the international community ramps up military assistance to Ukraine, including expanding training of Ukrainian troops by the U.S. and the provision of a Patriot missile battery, tanks and increased air defense and other weapon systems by the U.S. and a coalition of European and other nations. The meeting are expected to focus on Ukraine's ongoing and future military needs as the hard-packed terrain of the winter months turns into muddy roads and fields in the spring. Tens of thousands of people have been killed and millions driven from their homes since Russia launched what it calls a special military operation to eliminate what it said were security threats in Ukraine in February last year. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudar Paschim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country. At present, there is a general influence of the western low pressure system over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 4.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 16 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. British Ambassador to Nepal, Nicola Pollitt, pays a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Election process for House of Representatives Speaker begins today. And Pacific Islands nations urge Japan to delay the release of Fukushima waste. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.